Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let's read these 13 wonderful verses. Remember Paul showing them a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity, I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to say this. Okay. When I read this about charity, we can think of Christ. He emulates every one of these aspects. Charity. When we read, matter of fact, charity suffereth long. That's Christ. Anyway, think of not just love in general, but think of Christ, who's our pattern. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, speaking of charity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Again, Paul is getting their minds around this thing and grasping about this thing about love. There's fussing and fighting, contention in the church, but they need to realize that all these gifts that you're fighting over, they're going to be done away with. And he's preparing them for that, because they're going to lose these gifts, even in their lifetime. Let me give you an example. Paul the Apostle, he lost that gift of healing. He had the ability to heal in his ministry. But later on in his ministries, more books are being written. He's writing, you know, the epistles and all. He loses that ability to heal. How do you know, preacher? Because Paul said, Trophimus, I think it was his name. He says, I left at Miletus sick. He left him sick, and another, Epaphroditus, and other people. He told Timothy, drink a little bit of wine for your stomach's sake and all that stuff. Because Paul lost that ability to heal. He couldn't heal. Are you following? And so Paul's preparing these believers who were carnal. They're charismatic. They're carnal. Listen, you're going to lose these things, but what you need to hang on to is this thing of love. So we get to verse number one. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And you'll notice those three verses, he'll commonly use that word, and though I do this, though I speak. Paul's not saying that he did those things. The word though I speak, he says, even if I did or if I ever did. Because when you get to verse number three, he says, though I give my body to be burned, Paul did not give his body to be burned. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, Paul did not give his bestow all goods to feed the poor. You see what I'm talking about? The thought, though I did, even if I did all of these things that he listed, if I did those or if I ever did those things and have not charity, it means nothing. So don't get carried away when he says, see, Paul spoke of tongues of men and of angels. That's not what he said. If I did those things and have not charity, he says, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I love that thought. A man may possess any or all the spiritual gifts, But if unaccompanied by love, it's useless. There, when it talks about a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, you know, I put my redneck philosophy in my commentaries, and I've had this. I just become a blowhard. I just make a lot of noise. That's what he means. When he talks about a sounding brass out loud or even a tinkling cymbal. Now, sometimes those sound good. I mean, if they're done properly and in order, Alex playing that trombone thing or whatever. And is that called a trombone? Yeah, that slide thing. And then what's his name? Chris plays the saxophone. When they're played right, beautiful music. But when it's done improperly, it's just a bunch of blowhard. Like if I got on it, I'd be nothing but a blowhard, if you understand. And that's what he's saying. If it's not done properly and with love, I'm doing it. It's just like that. Matter of fact, I love the word charity is that word agape, and it means love, godly love. Have not charity. If you don't have that kind of godly love, and I won't get into it, there's different today, there's different kind of loves mentioned in the Bible, and you know about that. There's the friend love, that Philadelphia love, and other kind of love, but this love, only God can give this kind of love, and through us can we get it. Matter of fact, that same word is used in John 3:16, the exact same love. For God so loved, he agaped the world that he gave his only begotten son. It's the same word. It's a godly love. We cannot produce it within ourselves. It must come from God. So it's godly love, benevolent love. It's love in action toward others, expecting nothing in return. Let that sink in. Well, I love you. I'm going to do this for you. And you're back, because I know what he's going to do for me. I'm going to give you a Father's Day card, but I'm going to expect you to give me a Father's Day card. I'm being facetious, you know what I'm saying? We gave Peepaw a Father's Day card. He gave Meemaw, I'm sure, gave me the Father's Day card. But the thought is to give them something and don't expect anything back in return. By the way, it's what God did for us. He sent his son Jesus for us and showers upon us the blessings after blessings, by the way, that we do not deserve. And that's what this agape is. It's love in action toward others, expecting nothing in return. Spiritual gifts without this kind of love, and Paul was laying it down to them because they were having problems. They were bragging on themselves. And this kind of love, it don't brag on itself. It's humbleness, and we'll get to that later. But it's the thought, this is kind of love we need, all right? Verse number one, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and we'll get to this more about the tongues in chapter number 14. So I'll leave that one here, and we'll save that for another couple weeks down the road about the tongues of men and of angels. The word tongue, that word glossa. We get the word glossary, the English word glossary from that Greek word glossa. It's not a babbling. That people today, when they speak in tongues, you don't know what they're saying. Blah, 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 I don't know what they. I can't even do it, you know. But that's the word tongues that they use today. This word meant language. It was a spoken language. It was a language. Matter of fact, I have a note here. Turn me to Acts chapter number 2. We have a little bit of time with this. Let me show you Acts chapter number 2. Let's begin. I read this morning, by the way. This is my daily devotion. All right, verse number 2. Verse number 1, Acts 2. And when the day of Pentecost has fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And I have to chuckle. I chuckled this morning when I read that. It's hard to believe that was a Baptist church. They were all in one accord in one place. Again, it's just a side joke, you know. But anyway.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.